This is a Rashi summary for Parshas Ekev, and as I've stated in the past, this is to help people who want to do Shnei Mikra Vechatargum but have trouble covering all of the Rashis in the Parsha. So this is a list of some of the Rashis that I've compiled, and I don't claim that this is the list of Rashis. There are definitely Rashis that I skipped that were difficult for me to skip, and I came out with 29 for this week. So if you want to do all of them, and if you're capable of doing all of them, absolutely you should. So let's get started with the Rashis for Parshas Ekev. The first one we're going to do is on the first pasuk. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Ekev Tishmu'un? If you will listen to the Mishpatim, etc. So he says, specifically it's referring to Es HaMitzvos HaKalos She'adam Dosh Ba'akevav Tishmu'un. Those light mitzvos, or seemingly light mitzvos, that someone tends to step on with his heel. That's why it's dafka using the lashon ekev over there, which has the double meaning, including the word heel. Let's skip now a number of psukim to Perek Zayin Pasuk Chaf Beis. It says over here, V'nashal Hashem Elokecha Eska Goyim Ha'el Mipanecha Ma'at Ma'at. Hashem's going to remove the people from the non-Jews from Eretz Canaan, little by little, lo sukal kalo samaher pentir be'alecha chayasa, so that we cannot remove them quickly because then there will be too many wild animals that overtake the land. Rashi over here is pasuk of base pentir be'alecha chayasa sadeva haloim osin ritzono shalmakom emis yarim in achaya. If you're following the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no reason to fear from wild animals. Shenemar v'chayasa sadeh Hashlam Allah, right? It says that the wild animals of the field will be made at peace for you. Ella Goloi Hoyalefano Shasidin Lachato. It was clear in front of him, meaning Hashem was announcing that in the future they were going to do Averos, and therefore they would have what to fear from the Chayes Asada. So Hashem was saying, I'm going to get rid of the non-Jews from Eretz Canaan slowly because you will not be on the level that you don't have to fear the Chayes Asada. Moving on to Perek Ches. Pasuk Aleph. So Pasuk Aleph says, "Kol haMitzvah Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom Tishmurun LaAsos." All of the mitzvah that I'm commanding you today, you should guard to do. Laman Tichyun Revizem Vasem Yishtem Esaaretz Asher Nishba Hashem LaAvoseicha. In order that you should live and multiply and come and inherit the land that Hashem has sworn to your fathers. So Rashi over here, Kol haMitzvah Kipshuto. He says this is a simple explanation. All of my command. If you started doing a mitzvah, finish it. Because a mitzvah is called based on the one who finishes it. The bones of Yosef that the Bnei Yisrael brought up from Mitzrayim, they buried in Shechem. Didn't Moshe do this all by himself, as we saw when in Sefer Shmos, it discusses that Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka went and got the Atzmos Yosef. Ela lefi shelo hispik legomra, since Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to finish it, ugamru Yisrael nikris al shemam, and the Jewish people finished it, it is called based on their name. So there is this concept that Rashi is stressing, ein ha mitzvah nikris ela al shem gomra. Finishing a mitzvah is of utmost importance, and that we learn from this pasuk. Now skipping to pasuk Dalet, Moshe tells the people, Simla secha lo vol samei alecha, your clothing did not wear out from upon you, viraglecha lo batseka, and your feet didn't swell, ze'ar banim shah, the entire 40 years. Rashi, I'm just going to do the first one, even though both of them go together. Simla secha lo vol sa, anane kavod hayashafin bichsusam, umegahatsim osam, kemin kelim megohatsim. The anane kavod would affect their clothing, would press their clothing as if they had just been freshly ironed. The af ketaneim kemosha hayu gedalim hayagada levushanimayim, and their size that would grow along with the wearer. Kalavushazeh shalchomet shagadal imo. I don't know what exactly he's referring to in terms of the type of clothing that grows with an individual, but somehow this clothing grew together with those who were wearing them. Moving on to Perek. Let's just do the next Rashi anyway. Lo batseka, your feet didn't swell. Lo nafcha kibatsek, they didn't rise up like dough. Kiderach holche yafik shiragleim nefuchos. That's the way of people who are walking barefoot and their feet eventually swell from the pain. And this did not happen, again, due to the ananei akava. Now moving on to Perek Tes, Pasuk Aleph. says the Parsha, Shema Yisrael, listen up Yisrael, Atah Over Hayom, Esayarden Lavo L'Reshis Goyim Gedolim Atzumim Mimecha. You are today crossing over the Yarden to go and inherit non-Jews or nations who are bigger and more powerful than are you. Or Orim Gedolos Uvtsuros Bashamayim, cities that are large and fortified up to the heavens. Rashi says something that he says many, many times. Gedolim Vatsumim Mimecha Ata Atzum. You are powerful, Behem Atzumim Mimecha, and they are more powerful than you. You are numerous, they are more numerous than you. However you want to say, Pshat and Atzum in this case is, but the bottom line is, Rashi will stress this many times throughout the Sefer, and that whenever it says more powerful than you, it's actually more clear in next week's parasha, where he says if you wouldn't be anything, then what would be the point of saying more than you? Obviously you are something, and they're even more. Moving up to Pasuk Yud in Perek Tes, Vayitein Hashem Elai Eshnei Luchos Ha'avanim Kesuvim Be'etzba Elokim. Hashem gave me the two luchos of stone that are written with the finger of God, Kaviyachol. Ba'aleim kechol ha'dvarim asher diber Hashem imachem bahar mitocha eish b'yom ha'kohol. And upon them are all the things that Hashem spoke to you from the mountain, from within the fire, the day that you gathered together. Meaning everything he said, the aseres ha'dibros on Har Sinai. Rashi just stresses the spelling of the word luchos. He says luchas ksiv. It's spelled with a vav at the beginning, and then it's chaser at the second vav. Sheshtei and shavos, to tell you that both luchos were the exact equal of one another. Moving on now to Pasuk Yudches, Ve'esnapal lifnei Hashem karishonah. So this is talking about after the Cheira Egel. I fell before Hashem like I did originally, Arboim Yom Arboim Laila, for 40 days and 40 nights. Lechem lo achalti umayim lo shasisi, and I did not eat or drink. Al kol chataschem asher chatasem l'asos harav enei Hashem l'achisa. Because of all the sins that you did, to do bad in the eyes of Hashem, to anger him. So here, Rashi gives you some very important information over here. Shenemar gives you the background. El Hashem ulay achapra ba'osa. He's quoting the psukim in Kisisa. I'm going to go back up to Hashem. Maybe I can get a kapara ba'osa aliyah nisakafti abram yom, and I stayed there for 40 days. Nimtzu kolim b'chaf tes ba'av shu, right? He says this period ended the 29th day of Av. How do we know this? Shuhu Allah b'yudches b'tamuz. He went up the first time the day after Shivasar b'tamuz. Bo b'yom nisratza kodesh baruch hu Yisrael. And that day Hashem agreed to give the Jews another chance. V'amar l'moshe p'sol l'cha shnei luchos, make for yourself two luchos. Asa od mem yom, took 40 more days. Nimtzu kalim b'yom ha-kippurim. And if you add 40 to that, that ends on Yom Kippur. Bo b'yom nisratza kodesh baruch hu Yisrael b'simcha. And on that day Hashem agreed b'simcha to completely forgive the Jews. V'amar lo l'moshe salachti kidvarecha. And that's why Yom Kippur is the day that was established for forgiveness and full atonement. How do we know that Hashem actually agreed fully? Because I stood there on the mountain just like I did by the first days. Marishonim beratzon, just as the first days were completely with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, afa achronim beratzon, so too the later ones were as well. And more meyata emtsoiyim ayibakas, but you can be medayik from there that the middle days were with anger, meaning Hashem was not fully on board until that point. Next pasuk chaf, uva'aron isanaf Hashem ma'od lashmido. Hashem very much wanted to whatever that means, to destroy Aharon va'espalel gam ba'aron ba'yisai, right? That Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Aharon, and I davened on his behalf at that time. Rashi. Because Aaron listened to you, lahashmido zekuli banim. It doesn't mean he wanted to kill Aaron; it means he wanted to wipe out his children. V'cheinu omer va'ashmid piryo mimal. And he quotes a pasuk that says, "I will destroy his children." So you see clearly that it's referring to one's seed, not oneself. V'aspalal gam ba'ad Aaron. Right, and I davened for Aharon, and what was the result? V'ho'ila tfilasi l'chaper mechtsa u'meso shnayim v'nisharu shnayim. My tfila only worked halfway, meaning to get a half of a kapara for Aharon, so Nadav and Avihu had to die, but Elazar and Isamar lived on. Continuing now in Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph, V'isahi amar Hashem Elai, at that time Hashem told me, P'sal l'cha shnei luchos avanim karishonim, as we alluded to in the previous Rashis, that I was told to make another set of luchos like the first, Vale Eli Ahara, and come up to the mountain, come up to me via the mountain, Vasisa Lucha Aron Eitz, and make for yourself an aron, a box of wood. So Rashi discusses what this box was referring to. The Sof Mem Yom Nisratzali, at the end of 40 days, Hashem agreed to me, Va'amar Li, and he said to me, Psal Lucha, make for yourself, Achakach Vasisa Aron, and then you should make an aron. Vani Asisi Aron Tchila. I made the aron first, Shekisha Avo, Vahaluchos Biadi, Heichanetnim. If I would come down with the luchos in my hands, where would I put them? Now Rashi, this is Rashi Shita, not everybody agrees to this. It's worth studying the Rishonim on this topic, but this is, we're doing Rashi here. So he says, this is not the Aron that Bezalel made, meaning the Aron in the Mishkan. Sharei Mishkan, lo nis'asku bo ad la'achar Yom HaKippur. They did not start building the Mishkan until after Yom Kippur, when he came down with the second luchos. Ki beridito min ahar, tziva lohem amalechas ha-mishkan, because when they came down from the mountain, Hashem commanded them then to start building the Mishkan. Again, Rashi holds those parshios are out of order, and really the Cheder Egel happened first, and the second luchos were brought before the tzivu for the Mishkan. Uvitzalel asa Mishkan tchila v'achar kach aron. And Bitzalel built the structure of the Mishkan, and then he built the kelim, like the aron. V'nimtza ze aron acher haya. This is a second aron. V'zehu haya yotze imoyim lamilchama. And this is the aron when it says that they took out the luchos to war. This is the aron that came with them. Va'osor she'asa Bitzalel lo yotze lamilchama. This never, the aron of Bitzalel never went out to war with them. Ela b'mei Eli. Except in the days of Eli, and Sefer Shmuel, the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, v'ne'en shu Allah v'nishba. And that would, they were punished for that, and the aron was captured. So that was a one-time deal. Anytime other than this, that it says the aron went out with them, it was talking about this other aron that Moshe himself built out of wood, and this was not the aron that resided in the Mishkan. Let's take a look now in Perek Yud Pasuk Vav. Uvnei Yisrael nasu'u mi be'eros b'nei Yaakon Mosera, sham meis aron v'yikaver sham, v'yichahen elazar b'no tachtav. So they list off the place where Aaron died as Mosera. They're going to Moser. Right, so what does this mean? Rashi says, "Ma inyan zelakan." What is this talking about over here? Oh, v'chimi beros bnei Yaakon nasu lemosera. That's not even on the list of the way they traveled. V'halomi mosera bo lebnei Yaakon. It was the opposite. When they were in Mosera, they went to bnei Yaakon. Shenemar v'yisumim mosera. So look in Parshas Masa, you'll see the order. The old sham meis Aaron. That's where Aaron died. V'lo b'horah harmes. It says a number of times, Parshas Chukas, Masay, it says it a few times, where Aaron died, and it wasn't there. There are actually eight stops in between Masos and Harahar. This was part of the Musar that Moshe was giving them. But Ode, you want to know what else he did? Asisam Zos, Kishemes Aaron, Bahorahar, Lesof Arboim Shana, when he died at the end of the 40th year in Harahar. Vinistalku Anania Kavod, and then what happened? Aaron was the reason why they had Anania Kavod, was in his merit. So then they went away. Yereisim Lachem, Mimlachemis Melech Arad. You were afraid that you would be attacked by the king of Arad. Nisatem Rosh Lachsoil Mitzrayim. And you decided to go back to Mitzrayim. Vachazartem Lachorechem Shmona Masos. You went back eight stops in the travelings of the Midbar, Ad Bnei Yaakon, until you got to Bnei Yaakon. Mishim Lamosera, and then you got to Mosera. Sham Nilchamu Lachem Bnei Levi. The Bnei Levi fought you on this, Vahargu Mikem, and he killed some of you. Vatem Mehem, and you killed some of them. Ad Shehzero Eschem, B'derech Chazaraschem, U'Mishem Chazartem Agud Goda, Ad Chor Hagud God. And that's when you finally turned around, and you went to Chor Hagud God. So he's telling you the story that the Medrash outlines of what happened when they went backwards, but if you see, if you make the Cheshbon in terms of the way that they traveled, it makes perfect sense the way Rashi outlines it. Moving on to Pasuk Zion, Misham Nasu Hagud Goda, as we just said, quoted in Rashi, that they went, you know, to Gudgod, Umina Gudgoda, or Gudgoda for that matter, Yavasa Eretz Nachale Mayim. So what are we talking about over here? Rashi continuing with this Mahal, Huv Mosera Asisem Evel Kaved Al Misaso Shel Aaron. And finally, when you went to Mosera, you did a proper, serious avelus over the death of Aaron. Shegormu lachem zos. This is what caused this in the first place. V'nidma lachem kiilu meisham. Therefore, it was in your eyes like he just died there. V'samach Moshe tochacha zu l'shviras haluchos. Why did Moshe put this incident next to the Cheder Egel when they broke the luchos? They really happened almost 40 years apart. Lomar, to tell you, shekoshem yisasun shel tzadikim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiyom shenishtabru bo luchos. To tell you that the death of tzadikim in front of Hashem is just as difficult as the day that the luchos were broken. Ulo diacha she huksha lo ma she amru nitna rosh lifrosh mimenu kayom she asubu osa egel. And similarly, it was as difficult in Hashem's eyes as the day they said we want to go back to Mitzrayim as the day that they made the egel. It's a very esoteric point that Rashi is bringing out, very famous idea. Okay, moving forward now, we're going to Pasuk Yud Beis. In the Torah it says, beginning of Chamishi, V'ato Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach, what does Hashem want from you? Ki im li'iros Hashem Elokecha, to fear Hashem, l'leches b'chol dracha v'la'ava oso, to walk in all of his ways, and to love him, v'la'avod es Hashem Elokecha b'chol v'avcha v'chol nafshecha, and to serve Hashem, your God, with all of your heart and with all of your nefesh. Says Rashi, V'ata Yisrael, Afal Pishas Isem Kol Zos, even though you did all of these averos, Odenu Racham of the Chibaso Aleichem, his mercy and his love is still upon you. Umikol Mashechatasim Lefanav Eino Shoel Mikem. And despite all of the sins, this is all he's asking of you, as it says in the Pasuk, and then just interpreting, what does it mean, Ki Im Liyura? Rabosenu Darshu, says Rashi, Mikol Mikan, from here, Hakol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Miyiras Shemaim. Everything is in the hands of Shemaim. Nothing we can do in terms of our free will except for Yiras Shemaim. We have free will specifically for Yiras Shemaim. Moving along, Pasuk Yud Ches, Ose Mishpat Yasom V'Amana, describing Hashem. Before we said this, he is Alokei Alokei Madonei Anani Makei Alagadol Gibor Anorash Alois Apanam Loikach Shochad. And then he does judge justice for the yasom and the almana, for the orphan and the widow, meaning people who can't take care of themselves, but ohev ger, and he loves gerim, lase slo lechem v'simla, to give him bread and something to wear. Says Rashi over here, hare gvura ve'etzel gvuraso atamotze am v'sanuso. Right, first we talked about Hashem's power, his omnipotence, and then we talked about his humility. What is the humility of Hashem? That he cares about the little guy. He cares about those who everyone else overlooks. Continuing in Rashi, v'oev ger lasis lo lechem b'simla, he gives him bread and clothing. V'davar chashavuze, this is important. How do we know? Shekol atzmo sheYaakov avinu al zeh hispalel. When Yaakov awoke from his dream, this is what he asked for. V'nasam li lechem lechol uveged lilbosh, give me bread to eat and clothing to wear. Right, those were the great hasagos in terms of gashmius of Yaakov avinu. This is what he wanted. Moving to Perek Yud Aleph, going all the way to Pasuk Yud. So the Torah says in the beginning of Shishi, Ki ha'aretz asher atah v'shama li'rishtah, lo ke'aretz Mitzrayim hi, the land that we are going to inherit is not like Mitzrayim, asher yatzas misham, that we came from, asher tizra ezarecha v'hishkisa baraglecha kigana yarek. There, you plant with it, and by your feet, it gets watered kigana yarek, like a vegetable garden. Now, there's major differences in the way the Rishonim understand this pasuk in terms of which land was easier to cultivate. Rashi takes it to understand that Eretz Yisrael was actually easier to cultivate. Again, not everyone understands it that way. It's worth looking around, but this is Rashi. Lo keretz Mitzrayim hi ela tove himenu. It's better. V'nem rav tachazu li Yisrael b'tziyasem im Mitzrayim. This was said to the Jews when they left Mitzrayim. Shayu omrim shem alo navo al eretz tova v'yafa kazu. We're never going to find such a great land like Mitzrayim. Yachol b'gnusa kasem adab. You might think that it's negative to Eretz Yisrael. The kacham alohem, and this is what Moshe meant. Lo keretz Mitzrayim hu ela ra himenu. It's not like Eretz Mitzrayim, it's worse. Talmud lomar, how do we know from the Torah that it's impossible that that's what Moshe was saying? So he puts together a few different psukim. The chevron sheva shanim niv nisa, odem echad benon v'cham bonat soan l'mitzrayim beno, the chevron l'knan. Basically he says that if you look at the cities that all the way back in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, Cham built soan for Mitzrayim, right, and Chevron for Canaan. So Derech Eretz Adam Bones Anoev Acharach Bones Achotur. He did his best work first. So what did he build first? Chevron, not Mitzrayim, right? So he says Shepsolto Shel Rishon who knows Sein Basheni. He took the leftovers from building the first city and then he built the second. V'chol Makom Achaviv Kodem, and the place that he liked better came first. Halamadata Shechevron Yafa Mitzoan Mitzrayim Mishubach Mikol Aratzos. Right, so Chevron was better than the city of Tzon, which was in Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim was better than all the other lands. Shenemar, as it says by Lot, Kigan Hashem Ke'eretz Mitzrayim. He looked at the land of Sodom and Amorah, and he saw Kigan Hashem Ke'eretz Mitzrayim. Vitzoan Shvach Mitzrayim. That was the nicest city in Mitzrayim. Shehoisa Makom Malchus Shekeinu Omer Ki Hayu Vitzoan Sarav V'Chevron. Right, Vitzoan. Sorry. That's where the best people were living in Mitzrayim.
The Chevron psolta shel Eretz Yisrael. And Chevron was the worst city in Eretz Yisrael. Akachik tzua likvuras mesim. That's why the Maris Machpelah was there, because they used it as a graveyard. The Afal Pichin Yafa Mitzoan. And we see, nevertheless, Chevron was better than Soan in Mitzrayim. Ubiksuvas darshu bin yinacher. If you look in the Gemara Ksuvas, they darshan it a little bit differently. Efshar adam bona bais of Noah kotam v'achakach with Noah gadol elashim shim. Mivuna al echad mizayin b'tzalan. Right, fine. So he says, look in the Gemara Ksuvas, you'll see that particular drasha. But Rashi was stressing over here, based on the order of the psukim, that it must be that Chevron was greater than Soan, and Soan was the best place in Mitzrayim, and nevertheless, Chevron was greater than Soan, and Chevron had to be the worst place in Eretz Canaan, because that's why they used it as a. Skipping one Rashi to the Ramas Vishisa Baraglecha, Eretz Mitzrayim Oisat Tzricha Lahavi Mayim Minilus Baraglecha. You had to schlep water by foot from the Nile River, Ulashkosa, and then you had to use that to water the fields. Tzarechata Linadeid Mishnascha Velamo Vahanamach Shosev Aloagavoa. Right, you had to water the lower lands, not the upper lands. Everything came from the bottom. The river is at the bottom of the land, not on the mountaintops. Vata Mala Amayim Anamach Lagavoa. You had to schlep the water up the hill. Avol zu limtar shemayim tishtamayim, but Eretz Yisrael will sustain itself on the rain. Ata yoshein al mitascha, you're going to go to sleep. Vakadosh Baruch Hu mashke namach v'gavoa, right? And Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to water everything, both the lowlands and the highlands. Galui v'sheino galui ka'achas, the things that you can and cannot see all at the same time. Kigan hayarak, and what does it mean that Eretz Yisrael was kigan hayarak? She'ein dai lo b'gishamim. It's not enough to just use rainwater. Mashkin oso b'regel v'kasif. You have to schlep the water by walking with your feet and by schlepping with your shoulders. Pasuk Yud Beis, the beautiful pasuk. Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha doresh osa. Eretz Yisrael is the land that Hashem is constantly looking at. Tamid einei Hashem Elokecha ba mereshis hashana v'ad achrishana. Hashem is always, his eyes are always upon it. From the beginning of the year until the end of the year. Says Rashi, Asher Hashem Elkecha Doresh Osa. Wait a minute, Hashem is omniscient, he knows everything. Balo kol haratzos hu doresh, he pays attention to all the land. Shenemer lahamtir al eretz lo ish. Right? Quotes a pasuk to that effect. Ela kaviyachol eino doresh ela osa. Really, HaKadosh Baruch was only paying attention to Eretz Yisrael, as it were. Val yidei osa, drisha shedorsha doresh is kol haratzos ima. And through looking at Eretz Yisrael, by way of that, he looks into all the other lands as well, but really all he's actually dorish is Eretz Yisrael. Moving on, pasuk Yud Gimel, v'hayayim shema tishmu amitzosai from Kriya Shema, asher anochi mitzaveh eschem hayom la'ava es Hashem Elokeichem u'avdo b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. So let's look at two of the Rashi's over here. Diramasko mitzaveh, Kadosh Baruch Hu is commanding you today, mitzaveh eschem hayom. That the mitzvos of the Torah should be new to you. They should be as if you heard them today for the first time. This is a repeated theme in Rashi many, many times. And the Ramaskil li ahava es Hashem, to love Hashem, right? And he tells the famous idea, Shelo Tomer, you should not say, Harei ani lo mei b'shvil sheyeh oshir, I'm going to learn the Torah so that I should be rich, b'shvil sheekra rav, so people will call me rabbi, b'shvil sheakav el schar, or even so I should get reward, ela kol ma shetasu asu mei ahava. Everything you do to serve Hashem, you should do from love, the sof hakavod lavo. And don't worry about it, the kavod will come at the end. You do it me'ava, and then we'll worry about the kavod a little later in life. It'll come on its own, you don't have to worry about it at all. Pasuk tezayin, yishamiru lachem, you should guard yourselves, pen yiftel avachem, maybe your hearts will seduce you, v'sartem, and you'll turn away, v'avaratem elohim acharim ishtach v'semlem, and you'll serve other gods, and you will bow to them. Says Rashi, Diramaskol, Hishamru Lachem, Kevon Shetiu Ochlim Usvem, because the previous pasuk said everything's going to be great, you're going to eat, you're going to be satisfied. So now, Hishamru Lachem, you got to guard yourself, Shalot Tivatu, you don't kick back at the hand that feeds you, She'ein Adam Moreid Bakarish Baruch Hu Elamitok Sevia. Ironically, a person's nature is that he only rebels against God when he is satiated. Shenemar Pentocha V'Savata, maybe you'll eat and you'll be satisfied of a Korcha V'Tzoncha Yerbiyun, and you'll get very rich. Mahu Omer Acharav, and what does it say right afterwards? V'ram levavecha v'shachachta, your heart will get arrogant and you will forget about God. So this is one of the great ironies. Rashi points out that when things are good, that's when we tend to forget about a Kodesh Baruch. Pasuk Yud Zayin Hashem will get angry at you. He'll stop the heavens from raining. And the ground won't bring forth any crops. And you'll quickly be lost from this good land that Hashem gave you. Rashi, you're going to be thrown out quickly. Al kol shar hayisurin agala eschem min adama shegarma lachem lachato. Right? It's because of all of these other difficulties. The thing that's upon all of them is that I'm going to throw you out of this land, which is what caused you to sin in the first place. Moshal amisha shalach beno leves hamishte. You sent your kid to a party. V'haya yoshev amavkido al tochal yosim mitzarchecha. You tell him, don't overeat, don't eat more than you need. Shetavo naki levescha. I want you to come home in good health. V'lo ishkiach abenahu. And the kid doesn't pay attention. Acha v'shasu yosim mitzarko. He eats too much. The heiki, and he throws up. The tinef is kol b'nei amasiba, and he ruins the whole party. Natlu biyadav v'braglav v'zarku achore paltarin. So what do? They pick him out, and they throw him out the back door. Because Shem is telling you, Eretz Yisrael is such a good land, you're going to be so satisfied with it, now you have to watch out, and if you don't watch out, you're going to get thrown out of the land, because the land is what made you sin in the first place. Yudches v'samtem est ra'ela al levavchem yal nafshchem. You should place these words on your hearts and on your souls. K'shartem osam lo'os al yedchem. And you should tie them onto your arm. V'yu l'totafos bein enechem. And they should be the tefillin between your eyes. It says Rashi, v'samtem even after you get sent into Golis, you should continue to do mitzvos. Hanichu tefillin, put on tefillin. Asu mezuzos, make, you know, put mezuzos on your door. They should not be new to you when you go back to Eretz Yisrael. As it says in Yirmiyahu, you should make markers for yourself. This is known as a controversial Ramban. It's the Ramban at the end of Parshas Acharemos, but Rashi here quotes that same Medrash, that's mashma, that when you're doing mitzvos in Chutz La'aretz, it's really practice for when you get back to Eretz Yisrael. You should teach this to your children to speak in them. When you're sitting at home, when you're going on the road, when you're lying down, and when you're getting up. Says Rashi, from the time that a kid knows how to speak, you should teach him to say Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Just that pasuk. That's how he should learn how to speak. Mikan Amru, this is from where here we say Shatinok Maskaladaber of a Mesiach Ima Balashana Kodesh Umalamdo Torah. When the kid is a toddler and he knows how to speak, you should speak to him in Lashana Kodesh. You should teach him some psukim of Torah, like Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Vimloa Sakina Reiki Ilu Kovro. And if you don't do this, it's God forbid, as if you're burying him, Shenemar Velimatemo Sames Benechim Daber Bum. Right? And continuing on, you should teach this to your children to speak in them. Right, so this is the idea, that even though the kid doesn't know what he's talking about, should still teach him to say some elementary Torah psukim. Now, last pasuk that we're going to be doing together, pasuk Chaf Beis, ki im shamor tishmun es kol mitzvah azos asher anochi mitzvah eschem, that if you surely guard this mitzvah, all of the mitzvah that I'm commanding you to do, la'avos Hashem lokechem aleches b'chol drachav u'davka bo. Right, to love Hashem, to go in all of His ways, and to cling to Him, be davek in Him. Dibra maschil shamor tishmurun. Azhara shmiras harbe lihizara betalmudo shalo yishtakach. This is all commanding a person to be very careful in his learning that he doesn't forget it. Constantly be doing chazara so you don't forget your learning. Leleches b'chol drachav, to go in all of His ways. Hu rachum va'atate rachum. Hashem is merciful. You should be merciful. Hu gomel chasadim. He does kindness. Atagomel chasadim. You should do kindness. Dramaschul adov kabo. Efshar lomar kain. Is it possible to say such a thing? We also say v'halo eish ochlohu. Hashem is an eish ochlohu. He's a consuming fire. Elo hadavik betalmidim uvachachamim. You cling to talmidei chachamim, students of Torah, wise people in Torah. Umale ani alecha ki'ilu nidbakta bo. And Hashem considers it as if you clung to Him.